We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's go to, I wanted to talk about what happened on ESPN earlier today. We don't pay a lot of attention to Stephen A. Smith on this program.
Try not to.
But they were carrying the press conference between Wick and Brad earlier today. That was at the Auerbach Center. They were carrying that on Stephen A. Smith's show, First Take. And while they were doing that, they were trying to get Malika Andrews on the line because she had gotten that statement from Ime Udoka. She's a reporter for ESPN. And so right after the press conference wraps, you hear Stephen A. Smith. He's kind of filling time here, you know, spitting out his thoughts. And Malika Andrews happens to be on the line hearing this whole thing. They're about to pull her up. So here's what Stephen A. Smith said.
It said in the numerous news reports, it was a consensual relationship that violated organizational policy. So only he is in violation of the company policy. The woman who elected to have a consensual relationship with him is not in violation. He gets to get mentioned and put on Front Street. We don't know who she is. What about the other women within the Celtics organization who have been victimized because wrong assumptions have been made by their involvement? If you knew exactly who it was, that would alleviate the concerns of all the other women who have had their names paraded out into the street. What about them?
Okay, so then Malika Andrews is on the line, and so they bring her on because she has at least...
Doesn't it sound like Stephen A. is really uninformed?
Yes, it sounds like he's doing surface level speculation at the most surfacey level. Here's Malika Andrews chiming in.
If I could first start with this, Stephen A., with all due respect, this is not about pointing the finger. Stop. What became apparent to me in this press conference is that we do not have all of the information here. And it was frustrating to me that the Celtics declined to elaborate or to give more specifics about what exactly the rule breaking was that led us to this point.
Okay, so then Stephen A. chimes back here.
First of all, let me be very clear.
Okay.
I don't appreciate where you're going with that. I'm not blaming anybody but Ime Udoka. He deserves, the fact of the matter is I've said he deserved to be fired if they were going to fire him. If you're not going to fire him, then don't fire him. My issue is all of this being publicized. The point that I'm trying to make is just
you
like you're not mentioning.
Excuse me.
I listened to you. You're the one telling me to stop on my show. It ain't happening. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I've already said he deserves to be fired or he deserves what to be there and handle it internally and privately.
Okay, first of all, what Stephen A. is asking for is impossible. It's impossible. So the Celtics are going to fire Ime Udoka and not offer any explanation. They're going to say, oh, this first-year head coach who took you to the NBA Finals, we just decided to mutually part ways. Like, what are they going to do? They're going to say that he has an illness or something that he's combating, and then that never comes out and he goes and works for somebody else?
Stephen A. is still playing off of Woj's his report about a consensual relationship with a staffer. Like, that's it. He's not following up on anything. He's not reading anything new. He's certainly not reading Shams when they're talking about how the owner, leadership at the Celtics at first thought it was just consensual until the woman came out and started accusing Udoka of, you know, making unwanted comments toward her. And repeatedly now, over the last 24 hours, Stephen A. has done his Stephen A. thing. You know, as he's talking, he's like, oh, and by the way, I know a lot more. You know, like, I know the real story.
The woman?
Trust me. You know, like doing the Stephen A. thing. And obviously, he doesn't know anything about this story. Matt Barnes sounds like he knows about the story. Stephen A. Smith, still wondering why, you know, still believes that if this was a white coach, the Celtics wouldn't have come forward. Still believes that this is actually consensual. Like, he doesn't know what's going on in this story at all.
I don't appreciate where you're going.
And he's pretending like he does when he says, trust me, I know more than you about this story. And it's a joke. He's uninformed. And he's honest to God, like, I can't even listen to that man anymore.
I just want to make one other point here, because the other area where he's wrong here is at the beginning, before Malika comes on and is like, hey, please just stop. And then he says, don't say that to me on my own show, which, gross. But in the first instance, he says, you know, why isn't this woman's name released, to essentially release the name? And the fact of the matter is that there are different rights that are granted to you in the public sphere between being, once again, like I was talking to you about before, Christian, between being a public person, a public facing person, like the head coach of an NBA team is. You assume a certain level of celebrity where you have to accept a certain level of attention, and you know that the criticism, mm-hmm. and that you're making a certain amount of money, and your livelihood is based on that reputation. If you are a private individual just working as a staffer on a team, it doesn't matter if you're an executive or not. You're essentially the same as working in some downtown law firm. Like, even if you're making six figures or something, you're still a private person. So it would be going above and beyond. Like, you would be getting yourself into some serious legal entanglement if you release this name. So what Stephen A. Yeah. Smith is saying, he's trying to implicate that what the Boston Celtics are doing is wrong, and that they're, like, protecting this. Whether they're protecting her or not, even if it was a completely consensual relationship that just went off the rails and there's no victim here, you still can't release a private individual's name out there to get dragged.
Okay, so my thing is, and I heard it with Malika Andrews, is like, when it comes to the press conference, do you think that the Celtics should have given you more information, not a name, but as far as, like, you know, facts and language in their bylaws, in his contract, as far as if you do X, I'm doing this. And what of those boxes of those of his contract did he do?
Yeah.
So which ones did he do? Because that's you didn't hear any, you know, real definition of terms being broken. OK, so that, to me, is that fair to say that they owe that to you? Do they owe you a better example?
And that
clearer
might go
example?
Into the legal matter of it all.
And
like,
that, and
they
that,
start
to
accusing
me, be...
him of violating this and doing that, and he's going to end up defending himself. Talk about all the accusations from the woman. So it's like, this is a legal battle being played out. Like, I think that there's lawsuits coming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you really find out the details, whether some of these women come after Ime. That's when you really see, you know, the details of what's going on, or Ime comes back and tries to sue the Celtics for all this kind of money that he's losing. That's when you're going to get the details.
Yeah, and I would say there's always more than one.
Well, yeah.
There's always more than one. It's just, and this is why. So when everyone is critical of the Celtics, first of all, I think they did an excellent job, personally. I think they did an excellent job. Two, anyone who expects more details doesn't understand how crazy this is going to get and how difficult this is to manage when we're talking about a very popular basketball franchise that has unbelievable name recognition with a bunch of popular players, okay? And suddenly, like, here's all the information, guys. Like, forget about the multiple amount of lawsuits that we're already dealing with, and I guarantee you there's probably more coming down the pipe, because once one person feels like there's money to be made, there's going to be more coming.
So we don't have the exact cut of this, but I wanted to ask you guys how you felt when you heard this one. I'm going to paraphrase it from part that Wick said during the press conference. He said something about, we decided on the punishment. It was not based on a guideline. It was based more on gut feeling, intuition. He said something along those lines. Did that seem odd to you?
Like
that?
But then he came back and said, we have facts.
Yeah.
We have facts.
So they have evidence, but that he basically showed their hand, saying, this isn't something, it's almost like it's unprecedented. It isn't something that is outlined in our employee handbook, and so you're going to get suspended or something. It was something where morally they looked at it, or ethically maybe is the better term. They looked at it and said, yeah, this has got to be at least a year. And while we're suspending him, we're going to figure out what's going to happen here long term. I found that very interesting because what I wanted yesterday when this was first coming out was some kind of detail as to what the policies were that were broken and what the punishment should be. Let's take a few more calls.
Hey, go to Jose in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
I want to hear this
Let's go to Jose. Jose, yeah. You're on.
Hey, guys. I just had a quick question and then a question from Meg as well. So my point is, I heard they've known since July, right? At no point in time throughout this did they use like sexual harassment or anything like that. So I'm curious, when will the police be involved, right? Or law enforcement at any point, right? And then the second part is for Mego specifically, right? They said that there were unwanted comments. So what kind of unwanted comments could be made, right? And I'm asking her specifically, would make you go to HR to file this kind of report, right? Because they're unwanted comments. I would think in the space that we're in nowadays, if there was something that was very egregious, the police should be involved already, right?
Well,
now, I'm not fighting for either side. I'm just asking the two questions.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good question, Jose. I think for the police to be involved, you'd have to file a police report. Like, you'd have to, the police don't just show up magically and go, hey, we heard some bad stuff was happening here, usually. But on the other side, I mean, for me personally, I mean, my perspective doesn't really matter that much in whatever the details with this case was. I just feel that personally, it would be somebody is continuing to reach out to me, perhaps in a way that used to be okay and is no longer the relationship that I wish to have.
And then you express that.
And I'd say, stop. Stop, stop, stop. I'm blocking you. I'm blocking you. Yeah. Why are you getting a burner phone? Like, that's what I would say. I don't know.
I think it's pretty easy to kind of tell when it's unwanted and all when right. it is wanted.
We're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we see you guys all lined up. We're going to continue the conversation around Ime Udoka, the explosive press conference, the very emotional press conference that the Celtics held earlier today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.